I didn't say once. I said every time. Every moment you are about to have a miracle, something bad just happens and you lose your miracle. Then you must know something is monitoring me, and that something is a spirit. Number two, when you have money, every time you have money, a responsibility will just happen, so that your money must go into that thing. Now, a good example I gave you before. If you have no money, no one is sick at the house. The moment you get money, you say either you are sick or someone very close is sick, so that you should use that money to the child. Or sometimes it's your car. It has got a problem. Every time you have money, it's like they have to monitor you to make sure that everything you have has been used. If you see these signs in your life, you are being monitored. There is a spirit monitoring you. Number three, every moment when you are praying, you want to pray, but you find yourself very lazy. Every moment, just know you're being monitored. Why? When you are watching a movie, you don't feel laziness. When you are reading a newspaper, you don't feel laziness. When you are talking over the phone, why only when you're talking with God? It just has to be with God only. You have to be lazy. Just know that they know that the moment you pray, that prayer you want to pray, in the dark world, they have monitored it. And they have seen results. So they will make sure they send a spirit of laziness, because they know what's going to happen out of that prayer. And you become lazy, and the prayer is affected. If you see this, you are being monitored. Number four, if you are in marriage and you are pregnant, every moment you deliver, the child will die. Just know you are being monitored. Number five, your children. If you have your children, that as I'm talking now, both of them, even some of them, you can't understand what's happening with them. They are being monitored. Okay. You see, there was a student. This will give us another point. Every moment he was about to write exams, he was getting sick. He was being monitored. So what's this point? Sicknesses that come before a breakthrough. Every moment you're about to do something, you get sick. Just know you are being monitored. Another point, relationships. Every time the relationship is about to get serious, every moment the relationship is about to get so serious, it will just break up. If this is happening, just know somewhere else in the spirit realm, you are being monitored. I gave you an example. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse
1.
The Bible says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. To do what? To fast. But if you read that story, the whole fasting of Jesus was being monitored. Hello? The whole fasting of Jesus was being what? Can I show you something? I said this, and I will repeat this. The moment he finished fasting, the Bible says he became hungry. And the devil said, if you are a son of God, turn this stone into bread. How did the devil know Jesus was hungry? Answer me. How? If the devil could monitor the fasting of Jesus, what about your fasting? What about your spiritual life? I showed in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, when Jesus was baptized. Tell your neighbor, are you hearing this? When Jesus was just baptized, the Bible says, immediately he was baptized, heaven opened, and God said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. The moment Jesus left there and went into the wilderness, the first statement from the devil, if you are a son of God, where did the devil hear this statement? When Jesus was being baptized, the devil was monitoring the baptism. Even you, the day you were being baptized, the devil was monitoring that baptism. The Bible says when Jesus was baptized, can you imagine this? He said, this is my son. And the Bible says, the devil said, if you are a son of God, he was monitoring even the baptism. After that, he went to monitor the fasting. You telling me, I'm having a project. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Before we know it, where is the project? Eish. My father. Eish. Everything has gone down. You were being monitored. This is why today we want to pray and command every monitoring spirit to leave your family, to leave your business, to leave your career in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, every monitoring spirit, I command you out. Now let's go to the scripture. But he that receives seed into the good ground is that he bears the word and understand it, which is also bear fruit and bring forth some 100-fold and some 60 and some 30. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. What type of seed was planted? Was it bad seed or good seed? Come on, say louder. Bad seed or good seed? Now the Bible says here, all right? But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among wheat and went his way. Did you hear that? But when they bread was sprung up and brought forth the fruit, then appeared unto the tares also. Can you hear this story? The kingdom of heaven is like a man that planted seeds. As he was sleeping, the time he went to sleep, the enemy came. The enemy was even monitoring the time he was sleeping and planted weeds. And when the man was about to harvest, he began to see other things planted in his field. Some of you here, everything was moving on well. But suddenly, certain things are appearing in your life. You don't even know where these things are coming from. Some could be diseases, misfortunes, disappointments. A lot of problems are appearing. You don't know where they are coming from. You were being monitored. The time you just close your eyes, things were planted. But today, every seed that is not planted by the Lord in your life, it will be uprooted. Say these words yourself. Every seed in my life that is not planted by the Lord, it will be uprooted. Mwauza neba ukuti mukumva. Mbeu iliyonse moyo mwako yozalidwa ndiwo ipayo izulidwa. There are certain things planted in your lives. You don't even know where they came from. You can't pray alone. You used to do it before. You can't focus. There is always, every time, disappointments. You can't have money anymore. You are no longer focused spiritually. Where are these seeds coming from? Where are these seeds coming from? You were monitored one time, and the planted things where you were not aware. Tell your neighbor, we are uprooting today. Tell them, we are uprooting today. Tell them, every seed that is not of God, it will be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. In Matthew 15, verse 13 to 14, But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. If that disease in your body was not planted by God, it will be uprooted. If that delay that is happening around you is not planted by God, it will be uprooted. If that situation that you are facing now is not planted by God, it will be uprooted. Every monitoring spirit, I command you out. I know you think everything is okay. I know that. Most of you think everything is fine. But you are monitored. In Matthew 14, verse 1, you see what the Bible says? At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus. In verse 2, and he said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead. And therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. Wait a minute. I want you to hear this. That Herod, the Bible says he was monitoring the fame of Jesus. Eh? Some of you don't even have an idea. The moment you begin to do things and people are talking about you, even that fame is being monitored. I stand here today. Everything that is monitoring you in order to stop you, in order to block you, I stop it now. A lot of you here, you don't know why your things are failing. But the devil knows the capabilities you can do. So he is trying to stop you. But I've come here on my altar. He will not stop you this time. This time he will not stop you. This time he will not stop you. I said this time he will not stop you. You are taking over. You are taking over. Somebody shout, I receive it.
I receive.
Caro, ente praado je de
geboja. I receive.
For all those of you who are watching, wherever you're watching from, time comes when something has to happen and the power of God has to break every demonic force that has been holding you hostage in the name of a monitoring spirit. That spirit monitoring you, it is being broken. Wherever you're watching from, whatever you are doing, there's an anointing that is breaking every power of the enemy, stopping your progress, stopping your movement. You are moving forward. Receive it!
I receive. Bring it on, Daddy.
There is no more. Somebody say after me, say, nothing will stop me again.
Nothing will stop me again.
No, say it again. Say, nothing will stop me again.
Nothing will stop me again.
Whatever the enemy is planting, in my career,
in my career,
I uproot it.
I
break it.
I remove it.
In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever, it doesn't matter. But this time around, every eye that is monitoring you will no longer have access. who will no longer trace you. Because you are on a journey to greatness. You are on a journey to greatness. You are on a journey to greatness. No longer blocked. Somebody shout, I am on my journey to greatness. I want you to hear this, all those of you who are watching on television. As the Bible says, when the monitoring spirit, and I want to hear this. The Bible says, when they were asleep, the enemy came and planted tares, a different seed from the owner's seed. And during harvest, another seed appeared, which the enemy didn't plant. There are things which are appearing in your life, and you are shocked how they appeared in your life. But the enemy monitored you. The moment you slept, or the moment you just relaxed, they planted something in you. The seed of laziness in prayer, you don't know where it's coming from. The seed of delay in your finances, you don't know where it's coming from. The seed of disappointments, you don't know where it's coming from. But the enemy planted it. He monitored you and planted it. But today, we are uprooting it. Oh, glory. We are uprooting it. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As we are praying, as we'll be praying today, I want you to pray that everything the enemy is trying to do to sabotage your progress, it must be disconnected from you. Because I can see from now, a lot of great things will begin to happen. Those people who thought you are left behind, they will find you in front. You didn't hear me. The people who thought they left you behind, they will find you in front. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
When we pray, I was praying last night. I was praying. And I was breaking every blockage in my life. Do you know that the enemy knows you than you know yourself? Do you know that the devil knows you? Demons told the sons of Sceva. We know Paul. We know Jesus. But who are you? Today, as we pray, I want you just to make a short prayer. That anything monitoring my progress today, I command you out. And I pray that from today, my life will move forward. Raise your hands, in the name of Jesus. As I raise my hands, every monitoring spirit monitoring my career, monitoring my life, is breaking now. I command in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is monitoring me, to be removed. Every spirit of a strange seed in my life, be uprooted. The seed of disappointment, the seed of failure, the seed of sickness, the seed of fear, the seed of stagnation, be uprooted, be uprooted. The seed of sin, be uprooted. Be uprooted. Begin to pray where you are. Begin to pray. Everything monitoring your life, monitoring your business, monitoring your career, monitoring your children, monitoring your transaction, monitoring your finances, monitoring your fame. In the name of Jesus, command it out.